Hey everyone, and welcome back. We are diving deep into Island Fest today.
Island Fest.
You know that awesome festival down in the Florida Keys?
Uh-huh.
So get ready to like basically plan your trip with us because we've been all over brochures and websites and try to get as much insider info as we can.
Yeah.
So seriously, if you were thinking of going to Island Fest this year,
this
deep dive is for you.
Definitely.
All right, so picture this.
Okay.
Beautiful Bayside Park in Isla Mirada transformed into this like crazy cool outdoor market.
Love it.
Art, music, food, yeah. Family fun, like everything.
Yeah, one of the things that's so cool about Island Fest is that it really captures the unique spirit of the Keys.
Yeah.
You know, it's not just some like tourist trap. It really feels like it's a celebration of like the local talent.
Right.
And you know, that laid back island vibe.
Absolutely. All right, so let's break it down.
Okay.
First up, we got the Art and Crafts Emporium.
Oh, yeah.
Over 100 artists.
I think so, yeah, it's a lot.
I mean, what makes this different than just like your average, you know, craft fair?
I think it's the emphasis on affordability.
Okay.
And the local flavor, you know, you're going to find everything from like these whimsical paintings of like Keys wildlife to like handcrafted jewelry made with shells and coral.
Oh my gosh.
It's a great opportunity to snag a unique souvenir that's like actually made by, you know, someone who lives and breathes the island life.
Okay. You had me at coral jewelry.
All right.
But I know that you are a bit of a gearhead.
I am.
So you must be excited for the vintage car show.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, this is like right up my alley.
Okay.
And it's not just your typical chrome and shine affair either.
Okay.
We're talking old-fashioned, all-American road vintage cruisers, like a real mix of classic cars, trucks, even some quirky motorcycles and hot rods.
Nice.
Yeah, you can like chat with the owners,
yeah,
you know, hear the stories behind the restorations.
Yeah.
It's a real trip down memory lane.
It sounds like a photographer's dream, too.
Oh, for sure.
But we got to talk about the kids.
Yes.
What kind of adventures are in store for the little ones?
Island Fest really shines when it comes to, like, family-friendly activities.
Okay.
You know, picture this, the kids building, like, these elaborate sandcastles on the beach, while others are, you know, flying kites, or getting competitive with hula hooping.
Awesome.
There's also like painting stations where they can let their creativity run wild.
I love it.
It's all about that like hands-on beachy fun.
Yes. I love that they're encouraging that connection with like the natural surroundings.
Right.
Speaking of getting hands-on,
yeah.
Saturdays, what floats your boat race? Sounds chaotic, to say the least.
I gotta be honest, I'm a little skeptical about this one.
Okay.
Like homemade boats, trying to stay afloat, sounds like a recipe for disaster, or at least some very soggy participants.
Right.
I'm more intrigued by the Bayside concert that follows that, you know, live music, ocean breeze, sunset over the water.
Yeah.
That's my idea of a perfect evening.
Okay. Confession time. I'm all about those wacky events.
Really?
The more ridiculous, the better.
Okay.
But you've got a point that concert ambiance does sound magical.
Yeah.
And then Sunday brings us the Taste of Isla Mirada.
Oh, yeah!
Food festival.
Yes! Okay. This is where your tasting tickets come in handy.
Okay.
Local restaurants go all out. They are offering a dizzying array of appetizers, entrees, and desserts.
Oh, my gosh.
Obviously, seafood is like a big highlight.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's something for every palate.
Should we give our listener a pro tip for navigating all of
these
culinary delights?
Absolutely. Don't try to do it all at once.
Okay, pace yourself.
Yes.
Okay.
Sample a few things from each vendor.
Yeah.
And then go back for seconds or thirds of your favorites.
I like it.
And don't be afraid to ask the chefs about their creations.
Right.
You know, they're really passionate about their food and they love to share their stories.
Great advice. Okay, so some quick practicalities for our listeners.
Okay.
All events, rain or shine, admission is free. Parking is $5.
Correct.
You're going to want to bring your own chairs and blankets for comfort during those beach activities and the concert.
Yeah.
And for more information, you can head over to islamiradachamber.com.
Yes.
Or give them a call at 305-664-4503.
Perfect. So before you go, I want to leave you with this thought.
Okay.
Is Island Fest more about celebrating the local culture?
Oh.
Or is it about attracting tourists?
Ooh.
It's something to think about.
Yeah.
As you experience the festival firsthand.
For sure.
And of course, tell us all about that unique souvenir that you find.
Yes. Hand us pics.
Yes.
Thanks for listening, everybody. And we'll catch you in the next deep dive.
See?